What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a quick phone call from Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, yes. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. And you are correct with jobs. I mean, a discount store opened up here last year. 8 jobs, over 200 applicants. That came from the manager. But I honestly believe what they're looking to do in America, the next step, which Trump really headed it off, was to create United States into a global, worldwide job marketplace. And what that means is that if there's an IT worker from India, bring them to America. If there's a computer programmer from China, bring them to America. If there's teachers from Central and South America, bring them to America. They can work on contract for any wage you want to work for. And what NAFTA, GATT, and the WTO done for production, the next phase was to remove every single job will be open to worldwide competition. This is where they were bringing us, and I honestly believe that. And this is why they were so much against Trump, these major corporations, because he was the one that stood for nationalism and stood up for the American worker. But that was the next phase, Michael, and that's what I honestly believe.
Well, see, here's where they didn't think it all the way through, because if you have a population that is working for just enough money to keep a roof over their head and buy food, then who are you going to sell the big screen TVs and the new cars and the ski boats and sports equipment and fancy clothing to? It doesn't work out. You cannot crush your consumer base down to the edge of absolute poverty and keep a consumer economy going along. It simply cannot work. And this whole week we've been talking about all these iconic retail corporations are going out of business. They're declaring bankruptcy. And it's not working. It can't be made to work. And unfortunately, we're dealing with a financial elite that still worships at the altar of Adam Smith. They hold it as an article of religious faith that if they allow themselves to be personally greedy for themselves, that they are advancing the entire system as a whole. And John Nash, who won the Nobel Prize in mathematics for his doctoral dissertation, showed how this was completely wrong. That if you were not taking into account the entire economic system in your planning, you were going to lock it up. But the money junkies love to be greedy. They love a justification to be greedy. And so they're not paying attention to what Nash is saying. They believe that by being greedy, we're helping the entire system. Just like the Scientologists believe that when they go on out and commit these atrocious crimes against other people, that in the long run, it makes planet Earth a better place.
Well, you're right, Michael. You're absolutely correct. But the way they view it, and I honestly believe, is that other markets will grow. In India, China, Central and South America, and they would just do what they've done to the American people. They'll hook them on credit, buy stuff they can't afford, bankrupt them, and then spread the credit around the globe. These people have no empathy at all.
What you're describing is a pyramid system, and pyramid systems simply cannot work. Whoever dreamed up this plan for the New World Order, they were either drunk, smoking opium, or just serious, the product of Common Core education. We don't know. It cannot be made to work in the long run.
You're absolutely right. And the proof is in the pudding when you said the money junkies were addicted to money like a cocaine addict. And this is where the problem comes in. These people are not rational. They're addicted to money like a narcotics addict is addicted to drugs.
Exactly.
And this is where the problem comes in, Michael. Excellent program. Sorry for taking up so much time, Michael, but keep up the good work.
I will just as long as I can here, and we're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Mike. I think back to that joke you had said about the money junkie in like the Betty Ford Clinic, and you throw a dollar on the floor and she picks it up, he gets shot.
Have it wired to a spark coil. Yeah, I mean, it might come on down to that. And again, going back to that wonderful documentary, Inside Job, about the whole 2008 meltdown, and it won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Documentary and then promptly disappeared from the American media. And they said researchers had actually wired up the brains of these traders and discovered that every time they had a big score, the part of the brain that lit up was exactly the same part of the brain that lights up when they're doing cocaine. And to nobody's surprise, there's a huge amount of cocaine abuse on Wall Street.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to talk about the CIA, this whole scandal. The CIA came out today through their spokesperson saying that questioning Assange's integrity. Oh yeah, he's a real bastion of truth and integrity. So I have to hand it to Assange, because I don't know if the Ecuadorians have had the second round, the runoff of the presidential election, but one of the candidates, I don't know if he eventually won or if the second round hasn't happened yet. He basically said Assange can stay in the embassy, but he has to basically stop interfering in the U.S.'s politics. And look what they've done. I have to hand it to Assange, because this Ecuadorian, whoever wins, they you mess with the CIA, the CIA is going to get to the tell the Ecuadorians, hey, this guy's got to go. He's got to leave that embassy, immediately.
Last I heard was that one of the candidates in the election was saying that if he won, he was going to revoke asylum status for Assange and kick him out of the embassy to be immediately arrested by whoever's going to arrest him. Frankly, I think Vladimir Putin should have allowed him amnesty inside Russia the way they did Edward Snowden.
But I think that candidate lost, though.
If that's the case, that they're going to let him stay inside the embassy if he stops releasing things, that may have simply said, we're going to release it all right now. Everything that we have saved up is going to get dumped right now and let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly. And Trump, though, I didn't support, I heard one of the callers, and you would think mentioned what Spicer had said today, but Trump set a bad pattern on the first day. He went to the CIA, I think his second day or first day, a full day as president, said, I'm your biggest fan. I mean, that was a big mistake. Even Robert David Steele had said he should have never went there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It was a huge mistake. And that's because, unfortunately, and I'm going to say it again, too much of Donald Trump's worldview is based on what he's seen on TV and movies and the TV news. And even though he knows the TV news are liars toward him, he hasn't had time to do that mental exercise of going back and saying, what else is going on here? Trump needs one good advisor who knows the real history of what's been going on in this country for the last 30 years to set him straight, or he's just going to be another puppet, another enfeebled king.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, I didn't want to get off subject, but one thing I didn't like when Trump said in the State of the Union was, and I wanted to get your opinion, about faster approval of medications from the FDA, and you had reported that 128,000 deaths from prescription medications, and Trump is calling for faster approval of medications.
Yeah, that I didn't agree with that one either, but again, Donald Trump has learned from the TV news that vaccines are wonderful and vaccines are safe, and again, he needs somebody to tap him on the shoulder and say, you need to go back and look at the swine flu vaccine debacle of 1976 and what a huge embarrassment that was for President Gerald R. Ford.
But he did appoint Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right, to that
to the Vaccine Commission. Safety Commission, and that may indicate that he understands there's a problem. So he's placating the big pharmaceutical corporations, but at the same time, again, I haven't seen a whole heck of a lot come out of this Vaccine Safety Commission and Robert Kennedy Jr. since the first few days, and maybe they're issuing statements. And certainly they're not going to get any coverage in the American corporate media. And now, of course, they're trying to block Natural News and other websites that deal with health and wellness issues from quoting these stories. So we're going to have to actually start hunting that stuff down again.
And lastly, Mike, and you've been saying this for the past few months, where is this Brian Pagliano? Where is this guy?
I think he sleeps with the fishes. He's sleeping with the fishes, out there with Bruno Tartaglia and the other heads of the five families.
He must. Mike, by the way, one more title for your autobiography in 20 years. How do you like this one? No Walk in the Park. What really happened at Fort Marcy Park and how it changed my life.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's an accurate title, but it's a little bit too long. Got to have brevity in the titles,
I'll work on it. I'll work on it. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to go to Joe in California, then we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show because I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Mike, I've just been reading about Trump sending troops into Syria without Assad's requesting them, and I wonder, wouldn't that be the definition of an illegal order?
It's illegal on three fronts. Trump does not have the permission of Congress. Trump does not have an authorization from the United Nations, and Trump does not have the authorization of Bashar al-Assad. So that's three strikes and you're out. It's an illegal war.
So a soldier could refuse.
Technically, yes. But of course, the military command tries to make it very, very difficult for soldiers to invoke that part of the Uniform Code of Military Justice that says you may refuse an illegal order. Remember what happened to Lieutenant Aaron Watada. We followed his story. We interviewed his father on the show. And absolutely. They espouse the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's been sort of a holy grail, a holy shrine since the end of the Nuremberg trials. And yet we have a government that very openly is ignoring that. And I think one of the things that really alarmed me about the militant direction of the United States as going all the way back to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, I'm sorry, George W. Bush administration, where U.S. ambassadors were going to all these countries to get these treaties signed saying that U.S. officials and military officers could not be arrested in their territory and sent to The Hague. And my observation at that time was simply, if you're trying to immunize yourself from war crimes trials, it's because you're planning on committing war crimes.
Why do you think Trump sent him?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to have to go back through his Twitter feed on that. It may be to discourage Turkey from going further into Syria and preventing that conflagration. But Trump really should have coordinated with Assad if that's what he's really up to. Certainly, the deployment of the troops and tanks seems to indicate putting a wall between the Turkish and Syrian forces.
Well, that might not be a bad thing.
No, it might not be a bad thing, but he still needed the permission of Assad and a UN resolution at the very least to do that.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, again, there is the War Powers Act that allows Trump to deploy troops for a limited period of time to deal with an emergency, and that may be what he is invoking to not have to go to Congress and get a declaration of war, which is going to be a bit of a trick because, as I understand it, Congress is only scheduled to work 8 days next month. So kind of hard to get them all together here. So we'll see what transpires. At this point, I'm really becoming a devoted follower of Trump's Twitter feed because that's the only way we're going to get the unvarnished view from Trump himself. And I'm not saying that Trump is being always truthful and honest on his Twitter feed, but better we're dealing with only one misstatement than layer upon layer of spin and deception and propaganda being poured all over him. There are way too many people trying to speak, to put words in Trump's mouth, way too many people trying to usurp and divert his authority and his policies. And again, it's another indication this nation is heading for a Soviet Union-style collapse. And at this point, if it's unavoidable, my feeling is the sooner it happens, the better for everybody involved. Now then, getting on back to the immigration problem in Europe, and again, back up in Sweden, where you're not allowed to talk about migrant crime because, after all, it's racist. No, it isn't. It's a crime. And here's a good example. Apparently, some migrants in Sweden sliced open a woman's throat almost to the point of beheading her, then stabbed her husband to death. And they were laughing about it when the police showed up. Amazing here. Hungary, I guess, has had enough of all of this nonsense. Hungary's parliament has just approved immediate deportation of all asylum seekers. And I think that's a smart thing to do. In the past, the way asylum would work is you would stay in your home country, and you would apply for status as an asylum seeker, as a refugee. Then the government of the country you applied to would say yes, and then you would go on over. This whole idea of saying all these people are asylum seekers, they have to wait for their asylum inside the target country is complete nonsense. It's never been done that way before. And researchers are indicating that more than 90% of these people supposedly seeking asylum in Europe and the United States of America do not meet the legal qualifications for refugee status. It's just Soros and his globalists trying to blur us all together to make us forget who we really are so that we are easier to control. Now, somebody called into the show yesterday about this, and we got this update on the story. Here in Hawaii, apparently Hawaii has filed a challenge in federal court to Donald Trump's new executive order and refugees on migrant entry. Even though this state actually has a pretty poor track record on refugee resettlement, in fact, there was a local story in the local media about how one of the Hawaii teachers is saying she absolutely refuses to teach illegal immigrants. Now, here's an interesting little story on the other side. Apparently, illegal immigrants who are using bogus Social Security numbers to file tax returns for refunds are all of a sudden finding those refunds are being denied and the money is being diverted into this new program called VOICE, which is Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office. Because the fact is that these illegals and these refugees are committing crimes, Americans are being victimized, and at least Donald Trump is trying to address that issue and not just say, well, you shouldn't complain about it because you're being racist. Illegal is not a race. That's important. There is a reverse migration taking place in Russia. And apparently close to 150,000 Russians have returned to Russia from abroad this last year. 20% of them coming from the European Union, saying that what they thought they were going to find in these other countries, it isn't really there. What they thought they knew of these countries was what they saw on TV news coming out of those countries, and it's an absolute fraud. And so they're returning home because they're saying the economic opportunities for Russians are much better in Russia. A lot of the people who followed that refugee highway into Europe, once they got there and saw that they weren't going to get the free houses and free everything else, they've turned around and gone home. Actually, the cold winter has encouraged many of them to return to their homes. They're just not used to dealing with those kind of temperatures. Over in Spain, apparently the migrants at the border are becoming increasingly violent. They're starting to attack the border guards with iron bars. I think it's time to start issuing weapons. But the situation is spiraling out of control. Who benefits from all of this chaos? The new world order. Now, as you know, we are coming up on some major elections in the European Union, which could well spell the end of the European Union. EU commissioners out there saying we need a hard line on Poland. Basically saying Hungary and Poland, those are in power. They're weakening the rule of law in these countries. That's a statement in the context that anyone wishing to break free of the European Union dictatorship is weakening the rule of law. They're not concerned about the law in those own countries. They're only concerned about the EU law, which is nobody ever leaves the European Union. The French ambassador to Japan has announced that he will refuse to serve under Marine Le Pen if she wins the presidential election. Frankly, at this point, I can imagine that the people of France who are up to their baguettes in rioting migrants don't care if he quits. He's just grandstanding. In any event, probably Marine Le Pen would replace him anyway. So he is now out of a job. Now, the Pope has weighed in on this now. He's now slamming the rise of evil populism in Western democracies. Apparently, the Pope sees a future of one planet, one government, one private central bank, and did I mention one religion? Mine. We'll be right back.
Hey there. quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Wisconsin, their Supreme Court has reaffirmed the right to carry a firearm on their buses. And they basically said that individuals in the city of Madison have the right to carry a firearm for protection on city buses. Now, that was always the norm for the entire state. Madison passed their own little local law saying, no, you may not carry a firearm for personal protection because all of our politicians are friends with all the criminals and we want to provide the criminals a safe working environment. Basically, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that local officials cannot pass laws that are stricter than state law. So you're allowed to carry a gun for personal protection in Madison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin as a whole, but you're still not allowed to purchase Kerrygold butter and cheese. Sometimes you look at government and it's just silly. It is just silly. Now then, we're going to talk about the five biggest anti-science fails of the progressive left. This is coming out of Natural News. And we live in a society in which there seems to be an article of faith within our political system, within our corporate media, that politics is able to trump science. That if politics says the sky is red, then we will tell you the sky is red. and some of it gets pretty obvious. One of the anti-science fails that the liberals love is this idea of transgenderism and the theory of spontaneous genetic transmutation, that if a man wants to be a woman and wishes hard enough, he will transform into a woman. And that is simply not scientifically accurate. They can have the surgery, they can have all kinds of chemicals and hormones that make them look more like a woman, but when you get down to that DNA, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Period. End of discussion. Now, interestingly, considering this whole transgender issue, an area where politics is trumping science again is called chemical denialism. And ignoring the fact that a lot of chemicals in our food products and our environment do exert an influence on our bodies. Gender bender chemicals, such as atrazine, which can feminize men. They're still men genetically, but that's out there as well. We have this idea that is floating around that mercury is bad in the atmosphere and in fish, but good in vaccines, because that's what the politics says is going to be happening. By the way, I have a comment about that. I remember some years ago going through this rather terrible exercise where everybody was pushing these mercury-free batteries. Mercury's bad in the environment. We shouldn't be using it. Mercury's bad in the environment. And they were selling these mercury-free batteries, and they were hideously expensive, and they only lasted about one-third the time as a more conventional battery did. And that's when I began to realize that anytime somebody on television tells you something is bad, it's because their friends want to sell you something different for more money, lower quality. And then it occurred to me, yeah, mercury's bad in the environment. Where does the mercury come from? It comes from the environment. This ridiculous ban on lead ammunition that Obama signed into law, saying, you know, lead is bad in the environment. Where do you think we get the lead from in the first place? We get it from the environment. We're not adding lead to the environment. We're just moving it around. We're not adding mercury to the environment. We're just moving it around. But that's how ridiculous our politicized science has become. Mercury is bad in the environment, but good in vaccines, shoved into the arms of your children here. And let us not forget human-caused global warming and all the fraud, the ClimateGate releases, the leaks there, the memos, this computer code, NOAA being caught cooking their books. There's actually an investigation into that one now. And finally, of course, this idea that life doesn't begin until birth, which is the new one being pushed by the hardcore feminist and pro-abortion population control people. And it's okay to harvest organs from partially born living human beings. Even Hillary Clinton said, you're not really a human being until you're born. But if you damage an eagle's egg, you are going to jail for a very, very long time. That's how completely out of whack this is all gone. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse
every... And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's talk a little bit about computers and hackers and malware and all of this other stuff. It sometimes feels like honest, hardworking, ordinary American citizens are just fair game for every cyber criminal who's out there. And I started getting emails the other day about how people were trying to view my website on their smartphones. And they were getting these popovers that absolutely blanked out the screen. They couldn't see, they couldn't touch anything, couldn't get rid of the ad. The ads were often blank. Now, none of my advertisers have popovers. There are some pop-unders. And as it turns out, there is a malware making its way. It began on the desktop computers. It's now made its way into the smartphones. And it's called Ads Diamonds. And apparently it is spreading like wildfire. You can be infected by trying to download a free application that does something. And it is a browser hijacker. And it will hijack every single type of browser you have on your device and start inserting advertising. And they're not very good with their code writing because in the example video that was sent to me, they didn't actually display an ad. They just obliterated my site. Maybe that was their goal. Maybe this is one of the CIA's little toys they have out there. We did post a virus removal guide on how to remove ads.diamonds. But right now, we're in the middle of an absolute epidemic of all of this malware and malvertising. And one of the problems I have with these browser hijacking companies, and I don't know why the Federal Trade Commission isn't looking into this, these browser hijacking companies are making money, ad revenue, off of other people's websites. They don't have a website of their own. They're going on out and hijacking your browser to serve you their ads on top of other people's websites. And I think the Federal Trade Commission needs to start looking into this. So, a lot of malware. It's epidemic out there. And, of course, the government's not interested in doing anything about it at all. In fact, right now, they've gone over to the dark side, attacking my servers, attacking RBN, YouTube deleting videos from your favorites list. It's out in the open. This is a war between the totalitarians and the freedom of the American people. It's not covert anymore. It is overt. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. Now, there is a white hat hacker, or maybe he's not so white. He's invented a gizmo that looks like an ordinary cell phone charger that can plug into your wall, plug into your phone, but it has an internal chip that can steal your passwords. It's sniffing out keystrokes as you type. For example, if you log into PayPal.com, it knows that the next two entries are going to be your user credentials and your password. And he doesn't make them and he doesn't sell them, but unfortunately, he's put out the blueprints for people to build these things. Now, do you remember Prenda? They were a company of lawyers that were set up to enforce copyrights. And they originally started where they would go to companies that thought their material was being used unfairly, and they would file lawsuits on their behalf, and they would shut down these websites, and they'd collect a bunch of money, most of which would then go to their client. It later turned out, Prenda began to focus more and more on porn movies that were being illegally downloaded. And then it came on out, Prenda itself was producing porn videos, and they were planting them on download sites so that they could be copied. Then they would have the lawyers file a lawsuit for copyright infringement and sue these people. Needless to say, they've been put out of business, but basically at this point, throughout this whole court case, it's been confirmed. This copyright troll company, they had shell companies and false fronts to hide the fact they were themselves producing the porn movies. Because obviously you're going to make more money if you are the copyright holder and you sue, you get to keep all the money. It was another scam. I think future history books and certainly the opinion of the rest of the world are going to look at the United States of America as the empire of the scam artists. Story coming out of the Register in Great Britain. Somebody has done a study and concluded 92% of U.S. government websites totally suck. They basically studied the nearly 300 websites run by the U.S. government, and to nobody's surprise, they totally suck. 92% of them totally suck. We all remember the disaster with the Obamacare website. Every time I have to go over to the online copyright registration to register some of Claire's music, it's a nightmare to get through. You go through page after page after page. You have to re-enter the same stuff over and over and over again. It is one of the worst designed, least intuitive websites I've ever seen. The only one that seems to be worse is the website over at the FCC to get your radio licenses. That one is almost impossible to navigate or find anything, any kind of information. The indexes are all in the code numbers of the form. You click here for form FCC FD 106-27-BZ. And for somebody who's just going on in trying to find out how to get a GMRS license, it's a very difficult mess. That's government work for you. That's government work. Remember after the disaster with the Obamacare website and it cost a huge amount of money that went on a no-bid contract to a company one of whose executives had been all buddy-buddy with Michelle Obama. And after it was all there and was a complete disaster, this group of 12 college students got together and wrote an actually working version of the Obamacare website that worked flawlessly. And they just did it in about a week's time. We had John McAfee was on the show, and he came back and said, that website for Obamacare shouldn't have cost more than $20,000. Not the huge amount that it did. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well, and the lovely lady Claire is feeling better.
Oh, she's much better. Thank you.
Great. You had John McAfee on your show? I missed it.
It was a while ago. It was a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about, you know, the inefficiencies of government and their lack of the lack of the ability for them to create a functioning website. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but your country isn't the only one that exists that has that problem.
No, I understand that and I recognize it, but right now my focus is on this country, and the rest of the world is going to have to go take care of itself.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. I didn't want to take up a lot of your time, but because, you know, out of what you're describing on your show today, I had to chime in and say that, you know, with all these CIA WikiLeaks that's going on the last, I believe, 2 days now, if I'm right, the state-sponsored CBC up in Canada has decided to run a piece about why routers remain one of the most insecure devices in your home.
Yes.
So that's their answer to, hacking and whatever else.
They are right about that because many routers, people who get the routers won't change that default password, and you really should. And there's also in a lot of routers, there's a switch that will decide whether the control panel for the router is visible only to the internal local area network or if it can be accessed from outside, and you should definitely turn that one off.
Yes. Also, you know, we all know the back door is already built in.
Yeah, the back doors are in the
all
actual hardware. It's in the metal.
Yes.
Courtesy of the CIA and the NSA.
Oh yeah, and they have the firmware code to prove it. I appreciate your time.
I'm starting to get really fond and nostalgic about my VIC 20 again. I'm going to haul that down and start doing the radio show on that.
Yep, I had one of those as well. The good old days. Thank you for your time, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, let's talk about radiation and whether it really is good for you, which was the propaganda coming out after Fukushima melted down. All these years later, it is very obvious Fukushima is a major, major problem. It is literally pouring radioactivity into the Pacific Ocean. Wild boar have taken over the land that was evacuated around Fukushima. The boar are radioactive. It's actually become a bit of a cult thing in Japan where people will briefly enter the area and they'll find mutated plant life and take pictures and post it on their websites, you know, the daisy monster, things like that. Japan is trying to convince people it's okay to move back into Fukushima and start farming and manufacturing and paying taxes like the good little Japanese they are. And because of the Japanese culture's tendency to obey their government no matter what, unfortunately, sadly, many people are going to go in there. But they're already saying that radioactive waste is being detected in Japanese foodstuffs 200 miles away from the Daiichi facility. Some countries are already banning Japanese imports that are testing radioactive. There was one case where apparently Japan was shipping some cars to China. And when they got to the port in China, somebody ran a radiation meter over there and discovered that for some reason or other, the metal used in the construction of the cars was radioactive. So we have three melted reactor cores down in the ground, and apparently because they're below the water table, it's basically just flowing out into the ocean. There's no way they can stop it. Now, do you remember a while back there was a story about radioactive iodine isotopes being detected all over Europe? And remember what the corporate media said? Oh, it's got to be a secret Russian nuclear weapons test above the Arctic Circle. Those bad Russians, they're at it again. And it turns out, once again, the corporate media did not have a clue what they were really talking about, because apparently there has been an issue at the Halden reactor in Norway. And apparently they had a problem with damaged fuel rods, which led to the initial release of radioactive substances into the ventilation system. And the situation, as far as we know, is still unresolved, and radioactive releases are still ongoing. And apparently internal pressure in the reactor vessel has been keeping the reactor's cooling system valves open, or rather closed, so they're not even getting adequate circulation of the cooling water. This could be another Chernobyl about to happen. They're trying to tamp it down, but it's an ongoing situation. And this is where all that radiation that was detected all over Europe is coming from. Just like when Chernobyl went down and nobody talked about it, the first news was, we're detecting these radioactive isotopes all over Europe. And this is going on at this Halden reactor in Norway. Russia had nothing to do with it. The corporate media lied again. One of these days, it's going to sink in that you live in a nation where you are ruled by lies, fraud, and deception. And at that point, I am hoping you will get really, really angry. Because getting angry is a good motivator to do what has to be done to get evil influences out of your life. Over in Flint, Michigan, it's been over 1,000 days since the people of Flint, Michigan had clean water. It was that long ago that the city of Flint, Michigan, to save a few dollars, disconnected from another civic water system and just started sucking water out of the Flint River. And they didn't even put the chemical in there to keep that water from leaching the lead out of the water mains, which is where the problem came from. The city of Flint, the mayor, is now saying they will not be able to have safe drinking water within the Flint water system for at least another 2 years. So anybody wants to stand up and say that government is taking care of the American people? Sure doesn't look like it from here. Yes, the vaccines are toxic. Doesn't matter, they're making money. Yes, GMO is bad for them. Doesn't matter, it's making money. Yes, the water is killing, giving lead poisoning to the kids, but we saved a few bucks here. That's our government. Money, 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 money. Money and power, that's it. That's the entire agenda of the entire U.S. ruling class here. Another story coming out of Natural News. A peer-reviewed study has shown that vaccinated children have a 700% higher chance of neurodevelopment disorder. Vaccinated children are 7 times more likely to come down with these neurodevelopment issues, such as autism. This was a peer-reviewed study. And, of course, the corporate media and the CDC are now attacking it. But you need to remember something very important. The CDC itself owns more than 20 patents for vaccines, off of which it generates over $4.5 billion in revenue every year. The CDC is not an objective and impartial judge of vaccine safety. They are in the vaccine business. And remember, the CDC report that claimed to prove there was no link between vaccines and autism was a fraud. One of the study's authors went public and blew the whistle. The data was cherry-picked to produce a desired outcome, to produce a CDC report that the vaccine injury court could then cite to deny payments to parents of children who had become autistic after being vaccinated. We need to save money. All these autistic children, they're costing us way too much money. We have to find some way to deny their claims. Up in Pennsylvania, Senate Bill 217 will destroy the parents' right to object to toxic vaccinations for their children. The vaccine companies are simply lobbying the government to make what they sell mandatory. We used to live in a country where businesses succeeded by making something you wanted to buy, like the Apple II or tickets to Avatar. And today, they've become totally fascistic. We're going to make a product that's an absolute piece of crud, doesn't really do anything, it's harmful and dangerous, and then we'll have the government order you to buy it. That's the new model. And they tried to export that attitude through the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. We're putting out GMO agriculture and over-expensive, poorly made products, but under this treaty, you will be forced to buy them. Up at the United Nations, their experts are denouncing this myth that pesticides like glyphosate are essential to feed the world. Their report came out and said these pesticides are having catastrophic impacts on the environment, human health, and society as a whole. But they're making money. That's all that really matters. We can make money selling this stuff to people, forcing them to buy it. That's all that really matters. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. Now, the inventor of the lithium-ion batteries has come on out saying that the reality is all lithium-ion batteries will eventually explode, and the likelihood of an explosion increases over time. Gee, it would have been nice to tell us that before everybody started investing in lithium-ion batteries, such as Boeing. But there may be more to this story than just a product warning, because it turns out this same individual and his team have devised a new lithium ion battery that they say is proof against fire, overheating, and explosion. So this may be a little bit of corporate booga booga to get everybody to switch over to the new product. It's like I said, when somebody on TV and movies, TV news tells you something's really bad for you, it's because they're working for somebody who wants you to stop buying somebody else's product and buy their product. Oh, here's a good one for the global warming people. If you are a student of the geologic history of our planet, you know that in addition to the KT boundary, the extinction of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, which seems to be tied in with the Chicxulub asteroid, there was also one a major mass extinction at the Permian-Triassic boundary 250 million years ago. And there have actually been several mass extinctions, a lot of them tied to asteroid impacts. Now, the global warming cult has been out there saying that the Permian-Triassic extinction was due to global warming. Oh, global warming extincted all the life. That's why you've got to pay your carbon taxes. Latest study, according to RIMF.com, shows that actually the Earth was in the middle of an ice age during the Permian-Triassic mass extinction. We're going to take one more phone call here. George in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've been watching your channel for a while now, and I wanted to actually make a couple of observations about this new WikiLeaks.
Yes.
Vault 7 stuff. First of all, of course, people do realize that this does mean that there is no such thing as valid digital evidence anymore, correct?
Yeah, actually that does.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I was just agreeing with you. The revelation of all this fraud, especially that unit in the CIA that was stealing other people's hacking software to break into computers and leave an evidence trail that pointed elsewhere, basically means there is nothing in the computer IT world that can be assumed to be accurate and truthful. Can't be used as evidence, can't be used in a court of law. The CIA just literally undermined any prosecution that is based on computerized information.
Correct, because not only can they take anything they want, they can place anything they want.
That's absolutely right.
You could place, you know, you could wake up and find, you know, 10 gig of kiddie porn and validate.
That actually happened up in Canada. There was this guy that was breaking into computers and planning child porn to get them arrested. It was his business competitors. Fortunately, they caught up with him and he is now in prison. George, going to have to let you go. There's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the afternoon. So we will be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Please share everything that you learn here with everybody else. You can see all the roadblocks that are going up. They're trying to keep word on all of this stuff from getting out. I rely on you, the Riveros Rangers, to keep all of this flooding into social media and email. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.